You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because, to say what needs to be said. It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, as you drive into work today, looking at the car radio, the old radio dial, you know, the digital numbers there. You don't have to even bother with any of that stuff. Go to Bluetooth, pull us up on the Civic Media app and listen to us there. You can go anywhere in the country, in fact, anywhere in the world, in your car today, this morning, and still get John and Gordy in the morning. How's that?
What a deal. It's amazing, isn't it?
Free.
Can listen all over the world. We have people listening from Germany, from France, from Russia, from China.
Orbiting satellites.
Australia.
It's just an amazing thing to hear that people can hear us everywhere in the world.
That's right.
Now, I'm beginning to feel a little scared. Or us scared.
Oh, I wouldn't be as scared if I were you. This is episode number 500 of
Can you believe that?
John 500. And Gordy Show.
Yeah. This is just unbelievable.
We never thought this would happen.
Truly.
Good morning, Dom Lee.
Good morning.
Producer extraordinaire.
Oh,
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad.
Did you see the pink envelopes that we have in our mailbox?
No, I didn't see. Oh,
I walked by
really?
And I didn't check it out.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know you guys had mailboxes.
We don't.
Oh, okay.
They used to have them, though.
Yes. They had a little bin where you could get your mail and updates and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd get public service announcements. You get all kinds of junk mail thrown in there, and then every once in a while, a pink slip or a paycheck or something.
Yeah, some kind of payola. It was always fun to see what would come in next.
Sure. Oh, boy. I guess it's a little foggy in some locations this morning, but it doesn't look too bad downtown, although you can see it if you're looking at the Capitol.
Well, it's dark in the morning now, isn't it? 6:34 sunrise time.
Yeah.
And sunset time, 7:12.
It's going to be a warm day. Highs close to 80 today. Right now, 55 degrees. But look out for some of that dense fog this morning. Of course, the fog will dissipate. It'll evaporate.
Well, the sun will eventually burn it off.
Again, fog does not burn, but you can keep trying. Get a blowtorch, see what happens. I don't know.
Gosh, you go off the deep end every time.
No, I don't care
That's
anymore.
Okay,
I honestly.
Yes, you do.
Do not care.
It bothers you. It really does bother you.
Oh, yeah. I stay awake at night just thinking about how can I stop him from saying burning fog.
Well, so now he's going to be angry all show long. In our 500th show, he's going to be angry.
Not angry.
He's going to bottle
that. What are you saying? a little bit later on, just a few minutes from now, we're going to check in with Pam Yonke. Haven't had her on for a while.
Yeah.
She's back.
Boy, we've got a lot to talk about with her, too.
Packers won last night. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow. They beat the Commanders. Yeah. Quite handily.
I didn't wait to see the rest of it. They were doing pretty well, though.
Yeah. And Savannah Tomei Olsen will join us, also Brittany Merlot, and a surprise guest along the way today.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
You wouldn't...
Who could it be?
You wouldn't reveal that to me, would you?
No.
Please? Can I just...
Okay.
Is it my wife?
All right. Maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And, of course, Rocker will be here our next hour with the Max Inc. preview. Be good to see him, too, see what he's up to. I think his show this weekend? I believe it is.
Yeah, there was actually news people in here in the studio yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Channel 15 Rocker. Was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Did you watch him interview Rocker?
I moved away, but they were saying, you know, we got an interview with the rocker, pretty important. I was like, okay, I'm out of here, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, his big show is this coming Sunday.
You left in a big huff, didn't you?
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, huff. Well, yeah, I thought you'd be here for John and Gordy, but I guess not.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
Oh, you ran.
Stormed out.
You don't want to be.
That's good.
Big huff.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. A little huff is good enough. That's what I always say. Yeah, Rocker's big show is this weekend, Sunday, actually, September 14th from 2 to 7 p.m. Mm. His band Iron Plow is playing along with Mother Hive, Revolution X, and Abandon's End. Okay, I don't know what that says. At the Crucible,
all right,
which is on Commercial Avenue in Madison. So he'll tell us more about that. So...
Well, a little bit later on after 7 o'clock, we'll be talking to Savannah.
Yeah.
And I do have a story that Savannah had yesterday.
Really?
And I'm dissecting that story in that same break we talked to Savannah in. So I have a few comments about this. It is it's about public schools and what's happening with that and what the Republicans have planned for public schools in Wisconsin. And it's not good. It isn't really good.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. All right.
So we'll get to that.
We'll do a deep dive into
deep
that.
Huh? Yes, that's it. So deep
we're
going to
unpack that story. all these phrases. It's a break. I think it's time for Would You Rather. What do you think? For the 500th episode.
You're going to wreck this whole episode.
That's your cue.
I almost didn't want to do it.
All right. Here we go.
I heard it was a really good question today.
You're a liar. All right.
Okay.
First question.
You know, you got to do it in reverb one of these days, you know, the questions.
First question. Yeah, yeah. We were thinking about doing the whole show in reverb. All right.
We could do that, yeah.
Oh, man, they wouldn't even hear what we were saying. First question, would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb? Mm. Extra in an Oscar-winning movie, lead in a box office bomb.
I don't know. I was an extra in one movie one time that was shot in Chicago.
Yeah?
And it was kind of fun. I think I'd do that again.
What movie was it?
It was called Four Friends, I think. And it was an Arthur Penn movie. Mm-hmm. Arthur Penn was in there directing everybody. It was a party scene. And so there were like 50 people, you know, in the party. And I was just one of them in the background. You know, I mean, I watched the movie over and over again. Could not see any part of myself in there. So, Remember but it was fun. It was shot in Chicago.
Remember the guy we had on our show, our cable access show? Used to help us produce the show every once in a while.
Mm.
Tall African-American guy. He was in a movie where he played a drug kingpin. And then he was chased out of an apartment by either, you know, one of the big stars.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I don't remember this at all.
Wow. Okay. Just thought I'd tripped on memory lane, but, you know, someone's memory ain't so hot.
Nope.
All right.
Okay. What would you rather, John? You want to be an extra in a movie, or are you going to be the lead in a bomb?
I want to be a lead in the bomb. I just think that's a great thing to kind of hold on to.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. I want to be I want to be the main character.
Yeah. I want to be able to just joke about it.
Yeah.
Joke about being in a movie like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Pete Schwabba does that about his movie, kind of. You know, he makes fun of himself. But it's a good movie.
Right, right. Yeah, and so, he was the lead. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I would do the same thing as John. John, you persuaded me.
All right,
Gordy,
there you go.
I have some work to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I guess. I have my assignment. Jeez. Pretty rough there.
Yeah,
buddy.
My bad. All right. Okay. I got to stretch
down
this morning here.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
All right. Let's.
You have another question?
We do. Yes. Unfortunately. All right. Second question. Right. Would you rather walk barefoot in a public bathroom, or walk barefoot through poison ivy?
Well, bathroom, I guess.
I'd go with the bathroom because you could.
I got
could
poison
wash it off
yeah,
pretty quickly.
I gotta say, I got poison ivy one time.
Oh God,
and it was weak. It was very. I
minor,
handled it.
Yeah, minor
it
was, case.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I mean, you know, if you ever go to a club and worked out, you know, go off into the showers, basically do the exact same thing.
That's true.
So, I mean, you know, so what?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I never have done that. Oh, I've done that a few times. You know, I've been at health clubs all my damn life.
It's a primordial soup of germs and bacteria and infection waiting for you.
You should go into the steam room sometime. Holy mackerel.
Oh, never. Yeah. Right. Is that it for Would You Rather?
That's it. I have the outro. Let's hear it.
I still don't.
All I heard was everyone. That's it.
It's like that Charlie Brown thing.
It takes a talent to have it disguised like that, whatever you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, where do you come up with that
stuff? It takes a lot of effort to be that bad.
Yeah, I think I saw somebody in here.
Yeah, somebody's here. We have a special guest that has arrived. Should we bring him in now or force him to come in?
We can force him to come in.
Well,
yeah.
Tell you what, he showed up. Let's give him a minute.
Get the hell in here. What are you doing out there?
Send him out of here.
Come on in.
Grab a microphone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one over there.
Yeah, grab one.
Let me plug in the headphones for you.
That would help. I like to see us prepared for this.
Okay.
Oh, there's
that.
Yeah.
There it is.
Here he is.
We heard, we
ladies
heard
and gentlemen, it's Sam Davison. What about it?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Don't
Glad
break.
To be back.
Don't start crying. I know you're an emotional basket case, but don't cry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, get him out of here. I don't want to see his face again.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Yeah.
For how much sleep I'm running on, I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. You never ran on a lot of sleep
That's true.
Well, thanks for being here for our 500th episode.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just thinking, like, right before I came in, it's coming up on the 2-year anniversary as well.
Yes, October 30th.
About a month and a half for now.
Yep. Wow. You keep track of that stuff. Amazing. What a brain, you know.
Yeah.
But here, you know, you had to walk through all the balloons, all the decorations.
Yeah. Streamers.
I'm overstimulated just walking into the studio here. Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and thanks for showing up. See you around.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do we have what happened on this date ready? Do you have anything
today in history?
Yeah, today in history. Yeah. Maybe we'll. Tell you what. Maybe we'll plan that during the break here. And
we'll do that
before Pam.
We can't do that.
No, we can't. We got Pam. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it at.
Can you hang out for a little while, Sam?
I have nothing else to do. Yeah. you guys actually locked me in here and chained to the desk once again.
Okay. Well, good. Good deal.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. We'll take a little time out of Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. We're just getting started on a Friday morning here, 19 minutes past the hour.
Big celebration.
Yes.
500th show.
Yes. And more surprises to come.
Wow.
Okay. We'll be back and checking with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report next on John and Gordy for a Friday morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy, the age of stupid. We've got so many stupid stories coming up a little bit later on, right here on our 500th show.
That's it. 22 minutes past the hour, and while we wait for Pam Yonke to dial up here,
we have
do we have her?
We have Sam in the studio.
We don't have her.
Our special guest, and Sam used to be our former producer, and he knows all the little problems that we had initially.
I don't know if I even should be telling you guys this, or if Dom already told you. When I was driving in, because I knew it was going to be a little bit late,
yeah.
I was trying to tune up the very first bit of the show, and I think we were off the air.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's just my radio. I don't know.
Dom's shaking his head. No.
That is so typical.
What? We're back.
Are we on the air? Okay, good.
Okay. Yes. Good. So tell everybody what you're up to these days.
Yes.
Well, you see, I'm a professional deadbeat living in my parents' basement.
A bounce back kid.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, for any of you who have been listening to the show for 4 more months, after I left here as the producer, I went up north for the summer to work as a camp counselor.
Mm-hmm.
That ended because it's not summer anymore. And starting school again, doing online school right now, and desperately trying to find an apartment in Madison.
Yeah.
Got a place to stay. Please let me know.
Really?
Oh, I know.
You don't have anything lined up?
Well, yeah, no, you've got stuff lined up, but you have to get your roommate.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah, somebody else to go with you on this.
Hmm.
Well, that's crazy stuff nowadays, isn't it?
And then you're going to be... What, an assistant teacher or what? How does it play out?
Substitute teacher for Madison School District.
Okay.
Are we getting the special John and Gordy hand signal?
Yes.
I think we got Pam as well too.
Do we have Pam?
We do have Pam.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Sam, hold those thoughts.
Yes. You got it.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on. Let's get in. Let's get Pam Yonke in the conversation here. Good morning, Pam.
All right.
Pam, are you there?
Oh, I think she just left StreamYard again.
Hello, Pam.
She's having an issue.
We're having a hard time with these.
As you can see, we've worked out all the bugs since you left, Sam.
Well, it was summertime. There are an awful lot of bugs in the summer.
Yes.
Yeah, how was the camp this year? I mean, do you do this every year, or is this something that you've done?
2024, I just came up to volunteer because I was working here at the station. But, yeah, I've been doing it since 2020, so quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, do we still call a lot of the beverages there bug juice at the camp? Bug juice.
God, I wish we served bug juice. I loved bug juice as a kid, but no, we don't.
Oh.
I think I called in one time saying that was a like slinging slushy all the time.
Yes, yes.
Kids love to buy slushies, like the freezy kind of sweet drinks.
It was a hot summer though. Really
yeah,
came in
well,
handy.
I mean, it was, I didn't even, like, get to experience that. I was stuck inside this camp store all day long selling slushies to the
kids.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So now you're coming back to finish off schooling by doing some assistant teaching or substitute teaching?
Do you get to go into the public schools as a substitute teacher, and teach history? A specific class, is that what you're looking into?
Eventually, mm-hmm. I'm going to be like a
but regular, general regular education
history. For now. Yeah, I'm just kind of subbing wherever they need me.
Oh,
so
okay.
If they need me to, I guess I could end up in a kindergarten class for a day.
Well, that would be kind of fun.
Wow. Yeah. Do some finger painting.
Sure.
Well, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger tried it for a while.
That's right. Yeah. So you do that for a semester or a couple of semesters? Is it part of your credit?
I get a tuition discount for working in
school. I see.
So yeah, that's the big reason why.
Okay.
I need to, why I said I was so desperate to find an apartment.
Yeah.
I need to separately go and like observe classes at a specific school for the whole semester.
Is that right?
As you can tell, the semester has already started and I haven't started doing that yet.
Yeah. Getting behind.
Yeah. Well, and what else are you up to these days?
Well, no. What else are you up to?
You know, I'm working on something else over here.
You were at summer camp, and I believe it's a Boy Scout camp, right?
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, we never described that. You were a former Boy Scout.
Right.
And in fact, Gordy was an
Eagle Scout. You went all the way to Eagle.
I did.
What did you get to?
I barely made it to second class, whatever. I mean, you know, just beyond Tenderfoot or whatever you called it back then.
Not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Sam, do you feel up to opening up the history books?
Does that require? Oh boy!
Knowing what's happened on this day in history,
right? On the very important document that you just handed me.
Yeah, no, I got to tell you though that I always thought that Boy Scouts were too militaristic. So that's why.
Oh, that's why you didn't join.
Were you a Boy Scout?
No, okay. I never wanted it. Yeah, never wanted it. I went to the YMCA. That was my big attachment.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a little time to prepare for your big segment here. You know, we're going to go back to, you know, what happened on this day in history, which was your deal.
You're saying we're changing things up. We're actually preparing for the show this time?
well, over the next few minutes.
As much as we can.
Because I know I don't want to throw you a curveball because you didn't know we were going to ask you to do this. And so we don't have any material for
you. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday when Dom called me, and then 2 days ago when you called me and first invited me back for today, I was asleep both times.
I could kind of tell. You woke up all groggy and everything.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Well, we'll give you a little time to get ready for that. Right. And when we come back, we'll have Idiocracy and Sam. We'll look at this day in history. We'll open up that dusty history book. It's been sitting in the studio here for months.
4.5 months.
Yes.
Like that.
So it's got a lot of dust. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's all happening on the 500th episode of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
WMDX. Yeah. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and it's a beautiful morning indeed.
Yes, it is, although there is some fog in some of the areas out there.
It'll burn off a little bit later on.
Of course it will. 55 currently, highs near 80 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine. Our 500th episode here and our surprise guest for
our
this
special
morning.
Guest is Sam, our former producer here.
Yes, Sam Davis.
You know, you mentioned the fog is going to burn off later today. You know what I did yesterday for the very first time?
What?
I checked my windshield wipers.
See?
Good.
I bought some windshield wipers for the first time, and so foggy this morning, I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Did you install them yourself?
I did.
It's almost
is this
like
on
magic,
the VW
it?
Bug?
It is, yeah.
Is that what you did? You drive here today?
I drove down here today.
Wow. All right, so it's out there in the parking lot.
That is so cute.
You ever seen it there, Dom?
I've never seen
it. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Cute,
we
so
gotta go
ugly.
Check
it is.
It's ugly.
It's just an incredible car. It really is. Yeah. I mean, you know, these are flat windshields. There's no curve to them.
God. What year is it? 74?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, you were talking about the fact that, you know, you're getting an apartment, but you needed to get another guy to go in on it, or else they wouldn't accept your application, so on and so forth.
Sure.
I got a story here. Here are the 20 metro areas with the greatest increase and decrease in apartment construction. We'll forget about the increase. We are at the bottom. Madison
really?
Is at the bottom of construction of new apartment buildings in the nation. In the nation.
I find that hard to believe
Chicago,
this summer.
Chicago beats us, I know, with all the buildings going up here.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe. Maybe next year we'll be a little higher up in the rankings.
Yeah.
But, that's that's why you're having trouble.
I can't believe it because they tore down my old house in order to build a new, like,
did
10-story. But, yeah, did I not tell you guys?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no, you
I
did.
Was,
you
oh,
did. I remember
I
that.
Sure.
I was driving along Johnson Street probably almost a year ago now.
Yeah?
And
they had your stuff out in the street and they were tearing the building down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's not an easy thing to get.
Wow. So, okay, well. Should we get to your, you know, we'll go back in time.
Oh, do I really have to open this book? 4 months of
well,
dust?
I don't know.
It's very dusty, I
know.
I got
used to not having dust around the studio. Okay, open the damn thing.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, Sam. Would you like a throat lozenge?
I forgot.
Wait a minute.
I forgot you do that. Oh, my God. That scared me.
Yeah.
You okay?
God, Gordy, why did you make me do that?
No. Oh, threw a lung. Okay.
All right. You know, I always love this part of it.
Well, at least, I'm sure you do. Well, at least we can find out what happened on this day.
Yeah,
history.
Finally.
Name Jesse Owens ring a bell?
Yes,
sure.
Jesse Owens
Olympic.
He was the black Olympic runner.
Yeah.
In the, what would it be, 1939?
Something like
Olympics?
That.
Olympics,
yeah.
He was born on this day in 1913.
Wow.
He won a bunch of medals, and Hitler was not happy.
Yeah, turned away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clenched his fist, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he was a
DEI hire, so.
Yeah.
Okay. What else happened on this date?
September
12th.
We've got, we have some more black history and some space history.
Mm.
Mae Jemison became the first black woman in space on this day in 1992.
Okay.
And then some more space history. The USSR, they launched Luna 2, which was the first human-made space probe to hit the moon. And if I could be wrong about this, but I think their main goal was literally to just fire it straight at the moon.
Yes.
They just wanted to see
what happened.
Yeah.
It was like an old silent movie where they
shoot
the rocket into the eye of the moon.
Right. Yeah. It was hard landing. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, something you guys would be plenty familiar with. Today in 1966, the Monkees debuted on TV.
Oh, really?
Turn on the TV. Let's see if they're on right now.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great intro. Crank it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody watched that show.
They did.
You were our age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it was
watch
so
it now. It's a
fun.
Little boring, but...
kind of broke the mold. I mean, it was not a typical sitcom at all. It was kind of a takeoff on what the Beatles had done with A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of took that and made it into a TV show.
Or the Ruddles.
Yeah. Right?
So... Yeah, but here's the thing, you know, that made me angry about it. I really wanted to believe that they played their own instruments.
Oh, God.
And produced their
really?
Own songs. Yeah, I just couldn't accept the fact that it was a manufactured group.
Mm.
They sound so good in the intro, right?
They were all still musicians, weren't they? They never played
that up. Oddly, they never really talked about it much. Yeah, they don't have any talent, but we put them all together. That was the explanation at the time, but, you know...
Mike Nesmith actually
was a great
wrote,
songwriter.
Different Drummer.
Yeah,
Linda Ronstadt, and he was really good. And Peter Tork was a really good musician.
Yeah,
They were great. You know, they were good singers. Davy Jones had some.
Mickey Dolenz, good drummer.
Yeah, he was okay.
Well, Circus Boy.
Circus
Come on,
Boy.
What are you talking about? Okay, yeah, Mr. Drummer guy over here, Mr. Critic.
He didn't drum when they played out concerts.
Oh,
usually
he would
play like one or two songs.
But he was like
songs.
The lead singer. He had to get out on stage and sing.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Here I am again defending
the
Monkees. We're
arguing about the Monkees. Okay. Sam, is that it for the history for today?
The Beatles like the Monkees.
Oh, yeah. They were
pals. Get off your high horse.
they were pals. Yeah. Okay. What are we doing here? Okay, can you close the book? Is that? Do we need to close the
No, I'm not touching book? That thing again.
Okay.
Really? Is that it? All right.
Sam, anything else you want to offer at this time?
No, that's about all we got today.
Okay.
No!
There we go.
Oh, no. Why did you push it towards me on that?
Sorry, buddy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, it's close now.
Don't cry, okay? Don't cry.
Oh, no. It's so sad.
Oh, my God.
What a great day.
Right.
It's okay. I'm better now.
Okay. Well, let's get to a little bit of Idiocracy, huh?
What do you think?
Yeah.
You guys ready for Idiocracy?
Well, I don't know. Sam, what do you think? You're our guest producer today. What do you want to do?
Why am I your guest producer?
Yeah.
I don't work here anymore.
He's retired.
Yeah, okay. I'm retired.
All right.
I'm like you guys. You guys are still stuck here.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want anybody to know that we were stuck here.
It's our 500th episode. Come on. Give us a break.
All right. Well, why don't we get
We've never worked this long together. Ever.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
At one place or just in
at
general?
One pl- at
okay,
one
yeah.
For so many days in a row.
Right.
Because we did have our Tuesday night cable access show.
We had that. Yeah. for a while.
And then we had
what in the world is wrong with the management here compared to all of the other radio stations you worked with?
Yeah. I don't know.
Haven't they learned their lesson yet?
Yeah, apparently not. So, okay. Yeah, we worked at Triple M for like 8 months.
8 months. Yeah.
That was that.
Well, that was the big thank you.
I don't know how long we were in MAD. A year and a half or so.
Yeah, yeah, until they turned it off. I mean, it was turned off.
Went dark.
Of course, you had left prior to that, though.
Yeah.
For better jobs, I guess.
For TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big disappointment for me.
You had other hosts, co-hosts. Yes. Arnie.
Arnie was a lot of fun.
Arnie was terrific.
He was a crazy man. He really was. But, yeah, I had a few in there. All right.
Can't wait, we got a message. I don't understand. Catherine says, shut up, Sam.
I told you guys during the break, don't let me hijack the show.
Oh, okay.
See, I guess Catherine thinks that I'm hijacking the show.
Okay. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. This was a good idea.
Always been critical. Well, let me get to our first story here for Idiocracy.
Okay.
Right? And it's not so much Idiocracy. I guess it does refer to an idiot, the person we have in the White House right now. And this is Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, as they like to call him. And he was the Transportation Secretary as well. Pete's not real happy with the repeal of airline passenger benefits. You know, when you get there and they cancel your flight or delay it, they should compensate you for it. That's what the Biden administration decided to do.
Hmm.
Well, that's gone now. Let's listen to Pete himself.
Okay.
Hey, it's Pete. I'm changing planes and wanted to say something quickly about what's going on with passenger protections in the Trump administration. If you know anything about our work at the DOT when I was secretary, you probably know that we worked hard to make sure that you can get your money back when airlines let you down. But under President Trump, the Department of Transportation is starting to dismantle that work. We just learned last week that they are eliminating a rule that we lost to get you compensation in the event industry you led. And they filed paperwork showing that they may get rid of other rules or weaken them, like rules that make sure that you can get your money back if the airline charges you a fee for something you don't get. Or a rule that just says the airlines at least have to tell you what their fees are before you pay. This is part of a pattern on everything from credit card fees to now the way airlines treat passengers. The Trump administration is always picking corporations over consumers. If there's any good news in this, it's that there is a public process coming where you can go on the record and tell them exactly what you think of these changes.
Well, I don't know if that's encouragement because we have those special get-togethers in the legislature. You know, they always get people in, you know, tell them what they think about their legislation, their proposed bills, and it turns out like 99% of the people that show up are against them, but they pass them anyway. So, you know, if the administration wants to do it, they're going to do it. That's the way that is. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got another story here, and we talked about socio-democracy, right? In Sweden. We brought that up the other day. Well, here's the story. According to an individual who wanted to just get this out there about Sweden, their beloved country, they said, we have Social Security, public college is paid for, a nationally regulated, locally administered universal health care system, a $400 cap on all your costs for health care for that year. Strict gun laws, all that kind of stuff. So,
in Sweden.
That's Sweden, yeah. This is all funded with higher taxes. But remember, it costs so much less when everybody pitches in and pays their taxes than paying it individually. And that's why we do this kind of stuff. Plus, you won't lose your hard-earned savings due to one health care cost.
Right.
Right? Yeah. One emergency and everything you've saved up over the years for your family to send your kids to college is gone in an instant. So Sweden's got the right idea, and it's socio-democracy. It isn't, you know, socialism and, you know.
People get hung up with the labels.
Communism. Yeah.
Yeah. If Sweden can do it, why can't we do it?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, your opinion. Okay. Thank you. Just kidding.
All right. And I guess I'm just going to throw this in for the heck of it.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes here.
It's Barron T. News. Our nation's nightmare has only just begun, folks.
Oh, no.
Barron's X handle is Barron Trump flag emoji commentary described as son of the 45th and 47th president of the United States of America commentary account. No affiliation. I have no idea what that means.
No affiliation.
He's denying that he's actually a son of Trump.
On his own.
Yeah. One of the stories, breaking, should Trump sign an executive order to repeal Obama's propaganda bill, which lets government officials and the media spread misinformation without consequences? Yes or no? Yeah. This is a scary thought that this guy's going to be out there doing more of Trump's work for him.
Barron Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew there was something wrong with that guy.
Okay.
He's just a kid, so I really shouldn't say.
Well, how old is Barron Trump now?
I have no idea.
Let's look that
he's
up.
He's in his 20s. I don't
is
know.
He?
We'll look it up.
You think so?
I think he's early 20s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, early 20s.
All right. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for this 500th episode after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Who would have thought that, huh? The American dream would kill us all.
I know.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX. Hope you're having a good one so far.
We have cloudy skies, some fog here and there, 55 currently, highs close to 80 today. Hey, you could win a dinner from Sugar River Pizza and WMDX and John and Gordy. We have been nominated for Best of Madison, so has Sugar River Pizza. And to help celebrate that fact, we are giving away $50 gift cards each and every week to some of you lucky listeners out there. In fact, you can enter every week because we clear out all the entries at the end of the week and start all over again on Monday. So get your entry in. Just go to WMDXradio.com, put your entry in. We'll notify you if you are the winner of that $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Okay.
All right. Well, we should continue on with Idiocracy, and I want to kind of dissect a story from WMDX's News' Savannah Tomei Olson.
Okay.
She had a great story. She reported on some very shocking plans by mega legislators in the Capitol just down the block.
Yeah.
Man. I want to break it down a little bit. The first point is Wisconsin legislators want to end referendums and consolidate school districts, and this is cut 70. Let's go to cut 70.
Okay.
So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade.
And that's a long time.
That is
a long time not paying for it. And here's the one thing that should be mentioned, too, about school consolidation, the districts. It's kind of bringing an end to local communities. These schools keep these communities together. They're social gathering places for those local communities.
Right.
And when you consolidate it, it breaks up the school district. You send them off in a bus someplace, maybe a half hour, an hour drive. I mean, it's just ridiculous, right? So I think we should spend some of that surplus money that we always have in the till and just spend it on the schools and come up with a different formula. We've been trying to do that for the last 20 years, and they have refused to do it. And they just hate spending. Remember, they always say that. Well, we don't want to spend money. Well, spend it on us. It's our tax dollars, damn it. Okay, I want to get on to the next point here. Wisconsin Republicans hated the federal Department of Education, didn't they? Remember, education should be local. The Trump hammer came down on it real hard. This is cut 72. Let's listen.
Oh, I'd like it to be closed immediately. Look, the Department of Education's a big con job. And I will shut down the federal Department of Education, and we will move everything back to the states where it belongs and where they can individualize education and do it with the love for their children.
and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll do a much better job of it.
I guess so.
You can't do worse. We're going to end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up.
Yeah.
All those buildings all over the place. And you have people that in many cases hate our children. We're going to send it all back to the states.
So we're going to do, under President Trump's leadership and direction, is to return that authority to the greatest extent possible to the local level.
He's empowering parents, states, and communities to take back education. And while White House says this order is about returning power to families, and I say amen to that, the left's meltdown proves one thing. They're not in it for the kids. Mm. They're in it for the money. And Trump's cutting the cord, and they're scrambling like roaches when the lights come on. Experts say that student loans might get messy. Rural schools might lose funds down the road, sure, but they're growing pains.
They're growing pains.
But the chaos of freedom beats the order of tyranny every time.
The current system located in Washington, D.C. is not working, and the president is committed to ensuring that states and parents have a greater say in our children's education system.
Wow, gee, that sounds like sound logic, according to MEGA's anyway. But wait a minute, hold on a second here.
Yeah.
Cut 71. Maybe, you know, having Washington in charge of education ain't so bad after all. Huh?
Okay.
Republicans' plans also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year.
So there you go. You know, let's get rid of public education. We don't want it coming from Washington, but we do have this voucher program that we want to spread nationwide and spend taxpayer dollars on. Doesn't make any sense, and of course, it's ideologically driven. Here, I got this comment from one MAGA. Trump dismantled the Department of Education, delivering a devastating blow to mass Marxist indoctrination, forced child trans ideology, woke Afrocentric revisionism, DEI, CRT, and anti-white racism. The global communist agenda took a major loss today. Well, amazing stuff. Who knew that we were part of that?
So,
and by the way, where did all these Republicans and MAGAs come from if we've been indoctrinating people for the last 50 or 60 years?
Yes.
We have been doing a lousy job, or there's no such thing as indoctrination. It's just something they made up.
And they're all the kids that did bad in school.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
What's really hurting the rural communities?
Do you want something?
School strike. Yeah, what? Hang on a second.
All right. I don't know what he's doing here.
I'm trying to get the darn thing here.
Is there not enough confetti in this room? You're just trying to like tear up the papers and make some more?
The one paper that I need is not in here. Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you what. We have Free Ticket Friday going on. We'll tell you more about that in our 7 o'clock hour, okay?
All right, sure.
Yes, we'll get up to speed on that. Also, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson.
And we've also got a lot coming up about the right-wing radio hosts calling for everybody to tone it down just a little bit.
Again, lower the temperature.
I am so tired of this. I really am.
Okay.
But they always take advantage of these situations, and they make it political every time.
Yes. And also in our 7 o'clock hour, Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. It's all coming up on John and Gordy. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.